Welcome back to Zero Carb Journal, episode 96. I'm Matt, as always. How you guys doing? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a good one. It was, it's been good. It's been rainy and cold still, but really good. So, hey, good morning, you guys. It's almost 8 o'clock, a little later today. Got a little more light. Trying a little different camera stuff, see how this works out. I don't know how the noise is. My lights are making some noise. We'll see how it works. So anyways, hope you guys are doing good. I had a great week. It was rainy and cold here still. We're continuing with that. And I was back to work, kind of. A lot of stop, start, or hurry up and don't quite start yet. Boats are always late, in case you guys didn't know that. If you're ever going to buy a new, have someone build you a boat, it'll be late, I promise. They won't deliver it on time. Ever. I think that's universally true. When I was enjoying the Lewis and Clark biography, which is a great read for carnivores, because you wonder how people can read that in a normal, you know, paradigm of our normal nutritional paradigm, I should say. You wonder how people can read that. Jeez, I'm having a hard time this morning. You wonder how people can read that account of real life adventure and then yet still hold on to ideas about, well, whatever, you know what I'm trying to say. They ate all meat, the Indians, and the guys on the thing, 9 pounds a day. Jeez, good morning, you guys. I'm not talking so well. So anyways, you know what I'm trying to say. Lewis and Clark went out on the plains, ran into people who were carnivores, were amazed at how strong and fit they were, lived with them for a while, ate like they did. Only had bad times when they got over the mountains and ate the tubers and plants, and then their stomachs hurt, and then they couldn't wait to get back when they were stuck out on the coast for most of the year. They couldn't wait to get back to where the buffalo were and go back to eating the buffalo instead of the puppies that they had to eat in eastern Washington, which apparently they really liked, except for Lewis or Clark, who had an issue with it because he liked the cute little puppies more than he liked eating them, but apparently the men didn't care. So anyways, that was a sidetrack, and I forget what I really wanted to say, but what I really wanted to say was, darn, I totally lost it. Oh, it's going to be fun to watch the video and get reminded of what I wanted to tell you guys. Anyways, good morning. So I'm doing great, though. I am. I'm having a good week. I know what I wanted to tell you. So in that book, one of the very first things that struck me, they're trying to get started on their Lewis and Clark expedition, and so they get their funds allocated from Congress, back when Congress could allocate funds and do what it's constitutionally vested to do. A little aside there. So Congress allocated funds for them to build a new boat. They called the shipwright in, I think it was St. Louis, and had him build the boat, you know, and then they show up in April ready to go up the river, and of course the boat's not ready, and I just laughed. I thought it was so funny, because that's exactly how it goes in boat building world. Every single boat, I'm usually down there on the dock, and the customers are there chomping at the bit, ready to leave, and it's weeks later when the boat finally leaves. Not my fault. Anyway, so I've been waiting to get started on this big project that these guys have contracted with me for. Supposed to start the beginning of August, or the beginning of September, late August, and they keep calling me and say, come on in, we're ready, and I go in, and they're not ready. So I went in a couple times this week, and mostly did engineering in the office, and helped get planning together, but hopefully they got parts and everything, and I'll be ready to start Monday morning. And once I do start, it's a nightmare job. It's a big passenger ferry, certified, inspected, going to Canada. They have the worst inspectors, so sorry, Canada. So it's going to be, I'm going to be stuck on that thing till probably the new year. And then there's a couple fishing boats to build and another ferry for a golf course in New York. And yeah, so anyways, what I'm trying to say is kind of start getting ready to start my big work push. I haven't really done it. I haven't really started. I'm antsy to start. I'm sort of not looking forward to getting stuck in there. Now I know it's going to be a big rush. They were supposed to deliver this one in the end of this month. That ain't going to happen. So I'll just probably be in there going hard again, 10-hour days or whatever. But that's okay. I need it. It's part of my new goals to for this next round of 90-day goals to get caught back up and financially put myself ahead for whatever I'm going to do next spring. I know I'm going to be stuck here building boats for all winter, so I'm just going to try and keep my nose down and get ahead and give myself some more opportunities and more options next winter. So anyways, that's been okay. I've been working a lot, believe it or not, driving back and forth to the boat shops and helping them get started, and then doing some wiring and working around here, and yeah, it's been keeping me busy. So just had enough time this week to kind of get the last fall things off the list. It's been really cold. We were down, it was below freezing for quite a few evenings this week, 28 I think I saw. Really cold for this time of year. So I've been running around winterizing and kind of taking care of the last things. I climbed all over the roof of my shop last week after I got done with you guys on a Sunday because the sun was out for the first time and the only day in the week. And so crawled all over and sealed up every single fastener on my 40-year-old metal roof, which was a huge job, but it looks like it made a big difference. And rained all week and it stayed pretty dry in there, which it hasn't done since I've owned this place. So that was a big push. Tired me out though. So anyways, yeah, I've been working, puttering around, working for money, working around the house, and I'm getting ready to dive in and just kind of get right into it and stay there for, at least a few months probably. So yeah, I had a good week getting myself set up and ready to start that. I bought some warm clothes. I realized I've just been freezing on those boat jobs as we go through the winter. You know, a couple winters ago when I was really sick, or 3 winters ago, I'd pretty much stopped working. So I'd kind of pulled back from all that. And then I realized I just went through these last couple winters sort of cruising through on whatever I had. And I was freezing. I was miserable in those boats last couple winters. So I got some insulated coveralls like you'd wear in South Dakota. And because the boats are in unheated shops, and I just am laying on metal. Excuse me, underneath the dash for all day, freezing my butt off. So anyways, I got myself some warm clothes, and I'm geared up. I'm going to try and make hay while the sun shines, as they say. So yeah, so that's been going good. And then let's see, from a zero-carb perspective. Well, not much to talk or to cover with regards to changes, but I do want to go back to last week and some of that stuff too. So had a good week, ate my burgers, ate some bacon, I ate some pork belly. I went to Costco this week and I got some plain pork belly and I've been slicing that like bacon. I don't like it as much as bacon. It does not have quite the same, you know, finish and flavor, but it's pretty good and it does get me my fat and it doesn't seem to be quite as intense, let's just say. It doesn't seem to have quite the same dramatic effects on my system that the bacon does. So we'll see how that goes. I've been enjoying that. I think that's all I did this week that basically just stayed the course and I felt pretty good. What I wanted to go back to is I wanted to go back to making myself sick and Robin. I didn't get a chance. I kept meaning to come back and reply to your comment, but Robin brought up an interesting comment regarding gallbladder issues and how, she didn't say much, but I know what you're saying, Robin. And I know, all the research I've done, when I do kind of go down that rabbit hole and start chasing my symptoms and trying to get some more answers, I feel like it's gallbladder related, for sure. You come across all the descriptions of bile acid malabsorption and bile acid, whatever they call it. There's a few different names for them, but the idea is basically that you either make too much bile acid, or you don't reabsorb it properly, or it's obstructed, maybe. I don't remember. Maybe it's made, but it doesn't come out fast enough. Or anyways, it's something to do with bile acid not being reabsorbed and recycled properly, or maybe a limited production, or maybe too much, or something along those lines. So I do know, and Robin, you hopefully do have some more information, and I'm all ears. I would love to hear it. I don't know what the best way for us to communicate is, but please, please give me any information you got. But what I found in researching those things was that, much like Crohn's, they seem to be words that describe symptoms that don't really have a resolution. In other words, the doctors sort of like have identified like this set of symptoms we're going to call these things. It seems to be related to this process or these processes. But we don't really have an answer for you in terms of what you can do to make it any better, or, you know, and I could be wrong about that. But from my research, when they do those bile acid malabsorption tests, they're like, yep, you got too much bile acid. It's not getting absorbed. It's coming out as yellow liquid out your butt. And there you go. That's what you got. Good luck. I think I'm already there. I think I already know I got issues. And I feel that way about Crohn's too. I mean, I do feel like I have Crohn's, and bile acid malabsorption is a symptom or something. But it's the same way I feel with regards to chasing diagnoses in that field or in that realm. Is just, I just don't know why. I don't know what benefit I'm going to get from being diagnosed. The only way I can get diagnosed is to go back to being sick. So I'm not really sure what to do about that. So with regards to the gallbladder issues, I do think that my gallbladder is my number one suspect. If there is some hope of some things I could do, I'd love to be all ears to hear it. And so that brings me up to what I want to talk to you guys about for this next phase of today's journal. Is I have a doctor's appointment coming up. First time in a year. It was my choice to not see him for a year. I sort of regret it a bit, only because I just feel like I haven't been able to do any work on my health with regards to that. I do need my doctor's partnership to get tests and things like that. But as I just said, I wasn't really sure. I haven't really felt that I really have a clear next step. Some folks in my life are pushing real hard for me to go see a GI and work hard at that. I'm just not sure I'm going to get anything useful out of it. And it's just a whole lot of, I just have to dedicate. I mean, that's what I would be doing, because for me to get to any doctors is pretty much a day commitment, driving back and forth. And I guess I don't really have much hope for a hopeful outcome for anything better. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, all the research that I've done, that we do in this, when we start eating this way, all the networking with all the doctors and medical professionals on Twitter and everywhere else, and seeing, you know, watching YouTube videos, you know, basically what I'm trying to say is I am connected in some way, maybe not direct connection personally, but I am connected to the information flow from people who really have the best and most current and, you know, information on this way of eating and the most knowledge about it. And for me to find someone out there in the medical field who really has more information to offer than I've already gleaned, I just don't feel that that's going to happen. I could be wrong. Maybe the doctors have something to offer me, but I don't believe the doctors have anything to offer me. Some doctors do. Somewhere there's one, but I don't think just kind of going to different doctor's appointments has a very high chance of getting me much help. I could be totally wrong. I have never trusted or had much faith in doctors, so correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but I just look at other people with Crohn's, other people with issues like I have, malabsorption or whatever it might be, and no one seems to go, oh yeah, they figured it out and I'm great, they just gave me the fix. That isn't the answer. And so my buddy who I talked about last week, who's been sick, you know, on his deathbed numerous times for over 20 years, with under the care of his great gastroenterologist, great as a quack, if you ask me. But, you know, what finally made the difference for him was information that I was able to give him. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I know everything, I'm fixed it or whatever. I'm just saying I put the time in to research my condition and what potential therapies are, and what's offered as therapies in the traditional medical, you know, in our Western medical, what am I trying to say here? In our healthcare system, the therapies they're offering for the things that I'm experiencing, I don't have any interest in. They don't seem to do much good. They don't seem to offer many answers. They don't seem to provide better quality of life, unless you're already just sort of accepting that your quality of life sucks and you're not making any proactive changes or doing any therapy on your own, then their therapies do offer, you know, some progress from a zero point, basically. But from where I'm at, I just don't see any benefit. Like I said, I could be totally wrong. Maybe I'm an idiot and sticking my head in the sand. Tell me what to do. Help me with this one. So anyways, that's really why I'm bringing this up, because I'm going back to my doctor in a couple weeks here. And I'm somewhat interested in, well, I'm interested in not leaving anything on the table. I'm interested in not missing out on opportunities. But I'm not interested in spinning my wheels and doing a bunch of work or spending a bunch of money or time or all that. Just to get the answers that I, you know, to get basically to the same place I am, that yes, you have problems, no, we can't really help you other than, you know, some steroids or whatever. And, you know, probably the best solution is just to keep eating what I'm eating and doing what I'm doing. So that's what I feel like the answers are. Like I say, I could totally be wrong. So Robin, you seem to have some information. Please let me know. I don't know how to communicate with you. Let me know the best way to do that. Yeah, and so what I wanted to say to you guys was, I don't know, you know, not just what should I do, but I'm going to go see my doctor. I have the opportunity to do some work. What would you do? What do you think are the best choices to make? I've found some, and I should have looked it up before I did this episode. I found some online testing resources. One of them was something diagnostics, of course. Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, dietary diagnostics. I'm just made that up. I don't think that's it. But at any rate, with these tests are not available to the general public. They need a physician to request them. So I would be working in conjunction with my doctor, but I could get tests that I would only hope to get from a GI who cared. My last GI didn't care and didn't offer these tests. But, you know, there's a whole body of tests that we can do, sort of, that I can initiate and I can get done using my doctor's, you know, request. I think I'd probably have to pay for it. That's the problem. They wouldn't pay for it, but they weren't terribly expensive, maybe $500 or $600. But they do all the, you know, parasites and viral and bacterial stuff that could be in the gut, C. diff, and I'm going to forget them all. I'm not even going to try and list all the things, but any number of SIBOs and, you know, whatever, bacterial stuff. They test for they test your stool, there's breath tests, there's all that. So I do feel like those would be useful. I don't know if they go as far as the bowel or the bile acid malabsorption. The stuff I've read about those kind of tests are typically injecting radioactive fluid into your bile ducts or something and then seeing what comes out and things like that. A lot more invasive and intense, harder to find. I didn't see any available options locally. It doesn't seem like that's a real viable path, and then at the it does also seem like when they answer it, they don't know what to do. So I'm not sure that there's much hope there. But again, Robin or anyone, if you have more info, please let me know. But yeah, so if you have any ideas of what would be a good, you know, I'm feeling great. I'm 80% probably going to go to the doctor and just go, I feel fine. Look at my broken toe that I broke 30 years ago. It seems like, is there something we can fix it? Some way we can fix it, you know, just talk to him about mundane stuff, because I don't really have anything bothering me day to day, as it were, with the exception of getting sick once a week, as you guys know, and still having some issues. But like I say, I don't know where working on those things could lead. So I sort of am inclined to just sort of keep on trucking and being, my healthiest version of me like this. But if there's maybe some progress to be made, I'm interested in making it. So I'm not sure what to do there, whether I should start trying to get some tests done, whether I should pay for those tests myself. If there's some, I just don't know what the hope of an outcome is other than just a name of some stuff. I mean, I do feel like I could have an infection or something, and then there could be some hope, at least some improvement if I do have like a C. diff or some kind of bacterial overgrowth or something. But I don't know. It does seem strange that I never have a solid poop. My buddy with, like I said, who was so sick for so long, has gotten himself back to regular. So maybe I should be there too. I don't know. Anyways, there's that. So I got a couple weeks. I think I got another journal to do before I go see the doctor, so we can talk about it again. I don't know what to do about that process, whether I should dive in and try and work on it. I mean, I'm going to be working on the boats too. I'm going to be locked in. I don't know. I mean, I'm game. I just don't see I don't see that there's much progress from any outcome of all that work. Seems like I put my work into surfing and getting more benefit. Sorry. That's kind of probably not always true. Anyways, enough about that. So I'm looking forward to seeing my doctor, though. He's a great guy, and I guess we'll just see where it goes. He'll probably want to do my blood test, so that'll be interesting, at least to see how high my cholesterol is. I'm sure it's sky high, but all my other numbers, I'm sure, are probably pretty darn good, and everything seems to be. So, yeah, as I said last week, I'm just so confident these days in my health and the health of my way of life here, my way of eating. That I just really don't even have any questions anymore now. I just laugh when I think about cholesterol or whatever. So, anyways, you guys, that's probably enough for today. I've been talking at you for a while. My batteries are getting down there. Looks like my audio is still working, so won't have a repeat of last week. So, anyways, I hope you guys are doing great. Hope you're having a great week and making progress. I'm going to get back to work this week. I'll probably come back on Sunday, hopefully tired out and resting up. And we'll see where we go from there. I guess that's enough. All right, you guys. Well, I hope you have a great Sunday. Have a great week. Stay the course, make some progress, and I'll come back and check in with you guys next week. All right, you guys. See you soon. Have a great week. Thanks for listening and watching, as always. All right, see ya.